Oh, it is the time of new beginnings. Of course, you dropped the kiddies off at school this morning. Your CBC Radio 2 has its whole new schedule of programs. And around town, performers are getting ready for a new crop of shows in the theater. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, is here to tell us what you must see and perhaps what you should run screaming from. Lynn, good to see you.
Hi, Matt.
It's been some time.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, I missed this.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about that people have perhaps seen before.
Yes.
It seems like a lot is being remounted. What's going on here?
I don't think a lot has been remounted. There are a few, maybe four or five, that are being remounted. But when you consider the huge number of shows that are going to be playing in the fall season, I think it's small. However, there are some that are worth noting. Several shows did so well then when they were first mounted that they're really worth a second look.
Yes.
For example, Scorched by Wajdi Mowawad is being remounted by Tarragon beginning this week, an award-winning play about the conflict in the Middle East, and it's given a human face, and it's well worth a second look. Soul Pepper had a huge hit with Top Girls last year, and it will be remounted in October with the same stellar cast.
Anne Marie McDonald, yes.
Directed by Elisa Palmer, and it's about how leading women through the ages coped with being a woman. Among these women is Pope Joan, who passed herself off as a man until she was caught.
Yes.
Anyway, that's at the Young Center in October. Last year's Summer Works was a good incubator of shows, some are being remounted. One in particular, Offensive Shadows by Paul Dunn, takes the story of the two couples in A Midsummer Night's Dream and looks at them 5 years after that and how they got together and what happened to them. I loved it at Summer Works. Paul Dunn is expanding it this time. He's a talented man. Tarragon Extra Space in October. And of course, crowd pleaser favorite, Spamalot is back at the Cannon starting this week.
More Monty Python. We live in a very diverse city.
Yes.
Many, many different people from right around the world here. Do the performances that you see lined up in front of you reflect that city?
I think they absolutely do. You see it in the breadth of multicultural offerings and the sort of subjects they take on. Absolutely. Theatre Passmarai, under the artistic director of Andy McKim, is addressing that in this year's lineup. He's made that a special issue for his tenure. We've got Piyasa, I hope I pronounced that. It looks at the caste system in India when a mother asks a woman of a higher caste to give her 11-year-old daughter a job in a tea shop and how this affects the young girl. That's in October. Then we have Misfit by Anita Majumdar, who also stars in this piece, and it looks at the subject of honor killing.
We spoke with her about this, and it was
a remarkable conversation. Exactly. She's a wonderful performer. That's in October. Obsidian has a season dealing with stories of African Caribbean Canadians, beginning with Black Medea in September. It takes Euripides' story of obsessive love and jealousy and puts it in a modern context.
What do you want to see, though? I mean, that's a nice list, and that's very interesting. But what do you really, really want to see?
Really, really?
Really, really.
Really, really. I really, really, I would see anything that Ron Jenkins directs. This man is inventive, he's compelling, and he usually takes on projects that are edgy. So we have The Black Rider, written by Sit Down, Tom Waits, Robert Wilson, and William S. Burroughs. I'm scared already. And it's about a man who bargains with the devil to win the girl of his dreams, and it's a musical.
Would you like me to sing some?
Not at the moment.
The soundtrack is just one of the great records of all time.
There you go. So that's at Tarragon in October. Then we have Frost Nixon, an award-winning play about the fractious interviews of Richard Nixon with the English interviewer extraordinaire David Frost after Watergate. It's at Canadian Stage in October. And as always, to shake things up, anything by Theatre Gargantua is a must-see. It's a movement-based inventive company. They're doing Fibber about the truth, but always the truth we need to hear, as always, lies that make us happy.
What about The Sound of Music, Lynn?
Never mind. Tricky Waters here, Matt.
I should say,
the Mother Corps produced that show that picked the Maria.
It's the people's choice.
The people's choice. You know, I'll be interested to see how that actually works, because I'm used to the cast being chosen through tough casting calls by, I don't know, professionals. And
The great unwashed. No,
well, the great unwashed, absolutely. But this is not a it's not a popularity contest. So I'll see what the public has done. I'm fascinated to see what this Maria will be like. And as you said, I'm looking forward to it all. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I love how quickly you said not to sing any music from The Black Rider.
Well, I didn't know that you would. I should have taken you up on it because you're not necessarily that ready to jump. Go ahead.
I had no intention.
Sing me a couple of...
No, but it is brilliant. The music that Tom Waits has put together for this is sensational.
Fantastic.
So I might actually go and see that.
Excellent.
It seems unlikely, but you never know. Thank you, Lynn.
Bye.